Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about even more reasons why women shouldn't vote. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and are doing well. I just woke up and started doing my rounds and I see all this stuff about women. Look how stupid, selfish, and self-entitled they are. They think they deserve all these cash and prizes. Look at this fucking skank. Her name is Kayla. She's 34. She's from Iowa. And she says, "Congratulations! You've been selected to impress me! Don't fumble this!" Oh, look at her fucking face. She has all those crow's feet. She looks ugly. She has a tattoo on her fucking nasty ass carcass. Gross. Do you wanna fuck this shit? I wouldn't, because god damn it, this is nasty. Let's go read some more. Let's see what other abominations this bitch is gonna bring up, right?
I'm pregnant!
Shocker. By whom? Let's find out. Was it by a dog? By a nigger? Or knowing you, because you're funky from buttfuck wherever, fucking Nowheresville, you probably fucking somebody from your family. You have how many kids? 5 kids down there? Yes, I skipped a little bit. So, maybe you're fucking one of your male children. Yeah.
I'm pregnant, and still the hottest option on this app.
Yeah, right. If that was fucking true, goddamn. The thirst is real. So don't do this, friends.
And then it says, 5 kids total.
Yes, you got fucked by the UN. Yes, they should get rid of the UN. I guess it's a good thing that Putin's fucking stopping that shit, right? Well, anyways, it says,
not in my house.
So you don't have custody of your children? Shocker. Yeah, I bet she'll eat all her fucking children. That's why they removed them out of the fucking house. It says,
do the math.
Ugh, I doubt you know how to fucking add, subtract, and divide or any of that shit, because you're stupid. And it says,
I don't chase men. I allow additions.
Yeah, do you want audition for this bitch's fucking menagerie of fucking moronic fucking ideas? Nope, I don't, but you do you, boo. And then it says,
spoil me, feed me tacos, and mind your business.
Yeah, she wants you to give you all these cash and prizes, but you need to mind your P's and Q's. Ooh, what a modern woman, right? So she wants to be the boss while you pay for everything. Are you gonna do that? I won't, but you do you, boo.
If you think you're intimidated, congratulations, you should be.
I don't think so, lady. Who the fuck would be intimidated by a giant fucking walking basket case? Yeah, you have all these fucking mental disease, and then you want some guy to pick up the pieces? Fuck you. I'm sick and tired of these dumb fucking lower birth fucking bitches thinking that you need to clean up their mess. We're not fucking janitors. We're not garbage men. Yeah, throw this shit out. We don't need this shit. Yes, friends, don't do this. Don't be a thirsty little fuck. You want to see some more fucking Down syndrome that these lovely ladies produce? Let me play some clips. Friend, and this one is a double negative. She's a nigger and she's a woman. If you can't tell by the color of her hands, she's a darkie. Yeah, and this fucking darkie bitch, what she does is she wants to fly a plane, but she has a doggie. And guess what she does? She doesn't have the proper paperwork for this dog. So instead of, you know, not flying the plane and finding some other ways to accommodate her travel plans, no, she abandons her puppy. Ooh, now you see why women shouldn't vote. They do shit like this. If they do this to dogs, to animals, imagine what they do to humans. You already know, friends, so let's play the clip.
Actually, I'm going to put my bag down because I'm exhausted.
No, just follow them. You don't have to put your bag.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to walk you back to where your dog's at, and then we're going to issue a citation because you left your dog at the tick counter.
Well, I was...
Yes, what's your excuse, lady? Why did you abandon your dog? I know you want to get home to wherever. Yeah, you probably want to get fucked or some shit. Who knows? Yes, that's what happens when you let these stupid people do whatever the fuck they want. They do some bullshit, then they find these scenarios that they can't fix, and then they go gonzo. Just like this fucking stupid asshole. They even made a movie, but yeah, you shouldn't glorify stupidity. Yes, if you're stupid and you die, That's what you deserve. So let's continue.
I was trying to rebook my flight.
So you walked out here to rebook your flight?
Yes.
And that's left your dog there?
Tell me at the counter, because
to walk out here without your dog?
Yep, she abandons her dog, and this is the clip right here. You see her doing her douchebaggery, so let's watch. Yeah, do you see that dog running around all happy and go lucky? Oh, and also I have something to point out. Why isn't she holding on to that leash? Yeah, she's just letting the dog just run around. It's a nice little poodle thingy or whatever the fuck it is. But what if the dog bites? Yeah, I guess she doesn't think, obviously. Let's continue. Yes, unfortunately there's no audio for this thing, you know, it's in the airport, and there's her dog, so yeah, she just left the dog right there? So fucking stupid. But let's see what this bitch does. Yep, just walks away without her dog. Where's the puppy? And they're like, huh? Ooh, what's going on? Yeah, there's a dog. Fucking A. Now these people come in here and saying like, what the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. Nya, nya, nya. Petting the dog. Yeah, poor puppy. Yeah, that's fucking fucked up, abandoning fucking people or dogs, anything really. Women are so fucked up, they just abandon you, so that's why they don't deserve fucking rights. But this dog finds a home though, so that's a good thing. Well, speaking about fucked up decisions, look at this fucking bitch. This bitch loves fucking children, and now she's going to jail. I don't know if this chick and the one in the clip is the one in the same, but I'm guessing it is, but who knows. Either way, this is fucked up, and if you are a man, you get crucified. But don't worry, this bitch does pay. She gets 51 years in prison for fucking kids. Yay! Well, if this chick got 50 years, that means she did something really, really heinous. And if she was a man, she'd probably get 1,000 years. But hey, beggars can't be choosers, right? So let's play the clip.
I take full responsibility for what has taken place. Disturbed by the harm and distress along with the trauma that you have to endure. I'm deeply sorry that this has caused confusion, pain, and anger.
Yeah, only in America they'll give you jail time for this type of shit. But in other countries, they just fucking nuke your ass. Yeah, you go gonzo. And maybe it'd be better like that anyways. Me personally, if someone's gonna give me the choice between being locked up forever or getting killed, guess what? I'd rather be dead. Yeah, why the hell you wanna rot away in a fucking small little fucking cramped hole and you can't do shit? And then if you do get out, you'd be super ancient? Then you'd be like in the Shawshank Redemption where you hang yourself? You output, Gonzo was here and you see me hanging from a fucking rafter or whatever? Oh, that's a trust, sorry. But yeah, man, it is so bullshit, but let's continue.
You have to live with this the rest of your lives.
Investigators detailed her sex crimes against four young boys during Tuesday's sentencing. One, a 12-year-old she forced to have sex with her. Another, a 14-year-old she lured out of his home to sexually assault.
She couldn't help herself.
Yes, she did all that shit, and she only got 51 years. That's actually excessive for a woman. So yeah, I guess now they're starting to go into the age of fuck around and find out. Oh, I'm so glad, because us men, we get fucked for every little fucking thing. So shouldn't it be the same thing for them? They cry about equality and all this dumb shit, so now that they're getting a taste of their own medicine, I approve. Yeah, it's so stupid that women get to do whatever the fuck they want and we're the ones that get crapped on. But no, if the tables are turned, that's a good thing. So let's continue.
She was juggling all these boys at the same time.
A court's order prohibited the recording of the victims and their families, but one mother told the judge, quote, "This person destroyed my son's psyche and loving and caring spirit."
It's a good thing that these people are starting to get screwed over. Yeah, they go around hurting people and they think it's all funny and they could get away with anything. But no, finally the hammer's falling on these dirtbags. And fuck them all. I hope they fucking get killed in there. Just my opinion, of course. And remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals, so let's continue.
That family moving out of state as a result of Crocker's actions. Crocker, a mother of four herself, pleading for a lighter sentence.
I'm asking for mercy and compassion.
Ooh, poor baby. She doesn't want to accept her responsibility for what she did. Yes, but everybody wants men to pay for their fucking sins, even the sins of others. But, yeah, responsibility without authority, that is slavery. But that's what they want for us men. But not for the ladies, huh? They'd rather be the slave masters, but fuck you. That's all I have to say about that. Well, let's continue.
Even though I understand the seriousness.
The judge ultimately handing down 51 and a half years of incarceration.
She sought out children. She used children. And she took advantage of children.
Crocker showing little emotion as she now heads to prison for the next half century.
Yes, friends, avoid the soy, and you won't be a little bitch, and you could have a strong pimp hand, and you could tell these bitches no. Yes, friends, I have a clip of people in other countries that actually have bigger swinging balls than us Americans. Yeah, well, it is what it is, friends. If you don't like people fucking saying that you're weak, then level up, right? Yeah, let me bring up the clip, right, friends?
Yeah, Layla, she be a bit my. أنا جيت عبين من الشغل منك شايفني عم أحضر المسلسل منك شايفني عم أحضر المسلسل أي
What do you think, friends? These camel fuckers have a bigger dick than you. Does that piss you off? Well, it should. That's why you need to put your women in place, and then you could be doing stuff like this too. So let's keep playing the clip, right?
تنطرني لحتى إجي على البيت بدها تشوف شو رغباتي شو مطالبي شو بدي أنا المرأة عندي أنا سلعة.
Yeah, she is a commodity. You gotta make your... Well, not make. Well, I guess that's just the different words you want to use. But yeah, you want your cow to be producing milk, right? So you gotta do things to take care of your cow. Because if they don't, they're gonna run amok and... maybe a predator will get your cow and... You don't want that, do you? Let's continue.
مثل ما بدي بالمشيه.
شو يعني سلعة؟
سلعة يعني هي... لا شيء.
Yes, women need men because without us, they can't do shit. Yes, they're very fucking stupid and they're weak. So men have to do everything because they can't do shit on their own. Just food for.
لا شيء.
كيف يعني لا شيء؟
يعني أنا متجوزة بس تعمل لي رغباتي وخدماتي بس. إذا أنا بتحمم بدها تحممني هي.
Huh? So are you gonna have your wife bathe you? I guess that's one way to go. Me personally, I'd rather like. Bathe with her? Yeah, you're naked in there, you know, you want to do some fucking, right? That's what I would do. That's what I used to do when I used to have a chick, but those were nicer times back then. But now we're living in these fucking fucked up times, so let's continue.
أنا ماني مجبور حمام حالي.
وإذا هي ما بدها؟
غصب عنها.
ليش بدها تحممك؟
أنا هلا إلي 18.
Yeah, that's a little bit too extreme for my thing, but who knows? We're from different countries. Maybe they learn from experience that women are so fucked up and cruel, you have to be like this with them. Huh, I guess I gotta do my shit still. I still gotta grow, huh? I gotta be more fucked up like this. Oh, that'd be funny, like in 5-10 years, like women start getting their ass beat and shoo. Ooh, that's gonna be a nice future. Anyways, let's continue.
18 years, she's bathing me.
18 سنة
بتحممني هي
كل يوم
كل يوم بدي اتحمم
مين هي
مرتي
Hey, if your bitch is acting up stupid, fuck it, right? Sometimes you gotta beat that pussy. Hey, if she fucking knows what's fucking good for her, she'll do what she's told. If not, ooh-wee, you can learn the hard way. And that is fun, right? Well, didn't Madonna say, just girls just wanna have fun. All girls just wanna have fun. And that is fun, right? Enjoy.
وين بتحممك؟
هلا في أيام أنا بتحمم بالحمام، في أيام بلجأ إلى البستان اللي حد بيتنا.
Hey, that's cool that you want to show everybody in the world that you control your woman with an iron fist by bathing outside and all that. I guess it's a different rules over there in fucking your shithole fucking Lebanon country. But if you're doing that shit here in the United States, I think people talk shit. At least I would. If I see you fucking shower in the front yard or whatever, I'm gonna go there. Hey, bro, it's cool that you're showing everybody that you're a fucking man's man. But if you don't fucking go inside, put some clothes on, I'm gonna beat the living shit out of you like the way you beat your wife. So what the fuck you want? I'm a man, motherfucker. I don't want to see your fucking dick. Unless you want me to rip off your dick and shove it straight up your ass. Then you're gonna choke on it. Continue, motherfucker. Just saying.
تشوفوا هالشعوب اللي حوالينا يشوفوا انه شو هالمرأة اللي عم تكرم جوزها بهيك مواقف.
Gee, this chick is starting to giggle, so maybe over there in Lebanon this is not the norm, and this guy is just being a fucking weirdo. Who knows, I don't live in that fucking country, fuck that place, but who knows, right? Let's continue.
اللي عيب اذا قال لي جيبي لي كبيت مي بدها تروح مثل الرصاص جيب كبيت مي وتجي قومي حطي لي اكل بدها تحط لها تاكل.
Well, the way that this chick is acting, she's acting like this is bullshit. Is this the chick's fucking, is this chick married to that dude? Or is she a reporter? I don't know. Huh. People do lie, so, phew, that's the world that we live in, I guess.
What's up, Mahatit?
Yes, you should beat your women because they do stupid shit just like a child. They need to get spanked so they stop doing stupid shit. It's a good thing and they'll love you in the end anyway.
And الرجال تبعك
واذا ما قامت
تلاقي عليها بنزين ولا هب اعطيها قشط كبريت خلها تروح.
Yeah, set that bitch on fire for disobeying you, like if she was working for the fucking US military, like that airman. Yes. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ya Layla, روحي جيبي لي كبيت مي بدي اشرب انا جاي تعبان. قوم انت ما انا ما فيني. بدك شي نعمل حضر المسلسل. يا ليلى.
What the fuck is that? Do it again, man. Use some more testicular fortitude. Yeah, I want to fucking feel the smack, motherfucker. What the hell was that? That was some bitch status. Do it again.
جيبي كبيت مي. أنا جاي تعبان من الشغل. منك شايفني عم بحضر المسلسل؟ منك شايفني عم بحضر المسلسل؟ أي مسلسل؟
Fuck your Turkish-ass fucking gay show. I'd rather tell that bitch to make me a turkey sandwich. Yeah, where's my sandwich, bitch? Yeah, I should smack this motherfucker. I'll make him make me a sandwich too. Fucking weak ass fool. Anyways, let's continue.
سال تركي أهلين تركي قلتي له.
Well, that smack was a little bit better, but you need to try better. Yeah, I think you need a live model. And look at this bitch. Just by looking at her, she's oozing fucking sass. I think she needs a good fucking slam right in her fucking face. Right? Nah, this is my opinion, but let's continue.
والله ما بقوم كذا كذا بس هيك المرأة بدها
إذا المرأة قالت لك لا
إذا أنا بدي مارس معها مثلا
ما بدها
ما بدها
ما بدها
وهيدي وين تنصرف كلمة ما بدها
ما بدها
إذا ما بدها
إيه
بغتص.
Yes, marital rape, it is fine. Yeah, in the United States, marital rape was illegal until the 90s because women were complaining. Stupid bitches always gotta be ruining your fun, right? Like, what the fuck? You're there paying all this cash and prizes for them, but they can't fuck you? That is so stupid. But let's continue.
كيف يعني بتختصر؟
بالقوة.
شو بتختصر؟
بالعنف.
شو يعني بتختصر؟
بعنفها بعنفها.
ما بدها.
وأنا رغبتي وين بتروح؟
تنطر.
ما فيني انطر.
Well, guess what? Other countries are doing way better than us. Yeah, if we would just take out fucking dirtbags like we're supposed to, maybe the world would be a better place. But we can't do that, right? Because our masters are telling us, no, goy, you do this, we're gonna do that. So enjoy. But don't worry, friends, because this shit's happening, the world is changing. Hopefully by this weekend, after Trump does his fucking gay porn shit, things get fucking crazy and it burns out quick. But, who knows, probably gonna see fucking 10 years of bullshit. If we do, we do. All you gotta do, friends, is just level up, friends. Don't be weak. Don't die. Don't be accepting these fucking cuckoldry bullshit. Move forward, alright, friends? I'll talk to you later because I got my bullshit to do and work. So, yeah. Talk to you later, friends. Goodbye.
You've been here.
A month and a half.
Good tips?
I don't make tips.
Say that again?
I make hourly.
Serious? So where do the tips go?
The owner.
What? Wow, $10 tip.
Yeah.
That's nice for you.
Of course, yeah. Why not?
Do you think the girls deserve some tips tonight?
No.
Do you think if I went and asked every customer when they leave a tip, that it goes straight to the owner and not to the server? Let me ask that table there. Sir, the tip that you left, the young lady server, the owner takes the tips.
No. Okay.
Don't with me.
Yeah, I will. Who the f**k you think you are?
Tell the customers they're going to get their tips.
No, they don't.
They should be told that you're taking them because this service deserves them.
Who the f**k with me? I will f**k with you.
2 years after this episode was shot, their restaurant officially closed. A couple years after that, the owners also divorced and the man got deported from the U.S. for his criminal past and now lives in Israel. Did they deserve this treatment from Gordon? Comment how you would have handled this.